Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I am Anita Rao.
And I'm Sandra Davidson. Welcome back to the show. So for those of you listening last week, we mentioned that we had a big day coming up. And that day is our anniversary of our show. So tonight we are celebrating our 1 year anniversary. And it's really hard to believe. We're sitting here. It's the end of October in Hillsborough, and by God, it's 85 degrees outside. It's a very bizarre time of year in North Carolina. Some might say a bizarre year, generally speaking.
They may.
Which we talked about last year, but that's for a different episode. Or last week.
Yes.
Yes. So, Anita, tell everybody what we have planned for the show tonight.
Yeah. So, we want to just take a step back and reflect on everything that's happened in the past year, some of the highlights, some of the lowlights. And of course, in order to do this, we wanted to invite back our first and most beloved guests, our moms. So we're going to start the show talking with them, and then we're going to close out by sharing some thoughts with one another about how things have transpired this past year. And we're also going to be repping our beloved station tonight because it's rounding out its begathon. So we'll be giving you a lot of reasons to support it. And
if you don't even need us to justify why contributing to this community radio station run entirely by volunteers, visit whupfm.org and hit the contribute button to contribute your tax deductible donation. So just think about it.
Think about that. And
it's time to bring in the moms.
It is. So my mother, Sheila Rao, is joining us from Augusta, Georgia. And Sandra's mom, Rebecca Davidson, is joining us, I think, from the Raleigh-Durham airport. Hello, moms.
Hello.
You guys are here. This is great. We never know if we can get this technology to work the right way. So it's awesome to hear both of your voices. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Hello. How are you, Sheila?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hello to you.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, we just want to start out with a very straightforward question. Can you guys tell us what you've learned in the last year from listening to this show?
Go ahead, Rebecca. You go first.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think there are two big takeaways that three, actually. One of which I maybe touched on before when we were back with you several months ago. And that one would be that there are so many issues that young women are dealing with now that were issues that were of concern when I was your age. And that's a little bit disheartening, but it also confirms for me that maybe some things we deal with repetitively because we are in fact women, and we are different in the way that we approach things and think about things. I have also learned, and I think this is probably the biggest takeaway for me, how great the desire to connect is. There have been so many of your guests and so much of what the two of you do that I think is really about connecting with other people. Hmm. The desire by your guests to connect, y'all's desire to allow people to, women to tell their stories and to connect with the listeners. And that's really, really big for me. Now I'm trying to remember the third thing.
I love that second one. That really resonates.
I think that maybe the third thing is, and this is also huge, and it's not just from your show. I mean, I take great heart in this, but there is so much good in people, and there are so many people who have hopes and aspirations and work very, very hard to do good in the world and to contribute to the world and to build up others, not tear them down. And that's a particularly positive message that means a lot to me, given the political climate these days and what's going on. So those, I guess, are my main things.
Well, that makes me very happy to hear you say that, because that's definitely something we are trying to do. And the guests that we feature on the show, we bring them on because we believe they are doing that. And that feels good, because also, as you mentioned, it has been kind of a tough time. So thank you. What about you, Sheila?
Yeah, well, you know, if you could see me, I'm just nodding away furiously at what Rebecca is saying. And I think she said it so beautifully, but two of my main takeaways from this year really sort of add to what she was saying. And I just have this little thing on my stove which says, one person can make a difference and everyone should try. And you guys have really, I feel, just taken that and just ran with it. And even in your stories, what I've loved, really, really loved, is you've really brought out the person so authentically and, you know, told the story of your generation very, very admirably. Like if we take someone like Crosby or, you know, Tina, the story of the art of pizza and protest. You both started this whole journey saying, you know, we want to tell the story of women, storytelling, oral histories, and conversation. And I just commend you that you've really been able to do this and just do it so beautifully. I think a task which was very hard, you've just risen to the occasion. And, you know, we've, you know, really given us the narratives of young women. And I feel that our generations, one of my takeaways is that how similar we are to what my generation felt. You know, the essence of what's being human and what's important in our lives, you've, in so many stories, it's just come out and it's just been so beautiful.
Thank you.
So very beautiful.
Thank you.
So
I'm nodding now.
You're nodding too?
Yes, I'm nodding at what
you know, you... So that would be the one thing that I think I have learned, that, you know, and it's so refreshing that young people will go out. That you know, Tina, I'm just like, oh, what a wonderful girl. You know, she was so courageous, not sitting back and just saying, yeah, you know, let the world hang itself. And that you guys have, you've volunteered and done this. We are both extremely proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, what topics have been the most difficult to wrap your head around? What shows have really stumped you?
Sheila, you go first.
Well, I don't think there's anyone that particularly spoke to me. I just decided going into this that I would have a pretty open mind. I mean, there were many shows that, you know, I didn't know. I learned a lot. I didn't know things about, like, the Call Us Queer. I learned all kinds of stuff. But I don't think there's any one show that really made me uncomfortable. I just took it as a whole thing, as a learning process.
I would agree. Now, I don't think any made me uncomfortable, but I have to say that show was the one I found hardest to track. I got really lost in the language, the vocabulary. And by lost, I don't mean I was wrapped up in it. I mean, I couldn't seem to keep up. It was really interesting, but I just had a difficult time kind of sorting through that. I kind of wished I had a little card that had terminology and definitions on it before the program, so I could refer back to it.
Well, maybe this year forward we can consider developing these educational resources.
Yeah, but I will say that it seemed to me that in listening to those young women, that that was a problem that they encountered in their own families, in their own circle of acquaintances. You know, I think it's just difficult.
Well,
it's just difficult to do.
Have you...
And, you know, maybe it happened in our generation and we just were not exposed. So we, you know, I didn't know that much about being queer. So it was very much a learning show for me, that whole show.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Well, have you guys learned anything about the two of us that has surprised you?
Yes.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to hear.
Well, you know, it's so refreshing to learn about your own child from the show, but learned a lot about the two of you, how close you are. I didn't know that you were super into astrology, which was really an interest that we had to learn that. And I had told her, you know, I think it's in her genes because her aunt and her grandma are all into astrology. So,
well, that's so interesting. That's so interesting. Yeah, I, you know, I have learned, even though I didn't doubt it, but I have learned that I think individually and collectively, the two of you have an incredible work ethic. And
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, and an internal drive to improve and do things better every time. And that's amazing. And I also think it's not just the work ethic. I think you both have a tremendous appetite for work. And that's a little bit different in my mind. And the other thing, and again, this is not a surprise, but I think, at least about my own child, I've learned that underneath that sometimes very easygoing exterior, there is a great deal of ambition, not in terms of achieving status in the way of material goods in the world, but in terms of doing really excellent work in a field that she cares about, on something she cares about, and having it stand up.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, you know, I don't know about Sandra, but definitely Anita was, you know, she was always a really determined, strong-willed person right from her childhood.
Yeah.
But, that, you know, they have, you know, as you say, really the things that they're interested in, they have taken it and ran with it and passed, you know, and they're just giving it their all. Incredible drive, and we can only admire that. Being your best self and really, really, you know, inquiring into other people's lives and taking an interest in every subject and, you know, every week just getting out and doing that. Well done to you two.
Bravo. Oh my God, we could not be these humans without you.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we're very proud of you.
What advice do you have for us moving forward?
I have two things.
Go ahead, Sheila.
I see that you both leap to answer this question.
I think
Sheila, you want to go first? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, mine is just one sentence. You know, I think so far you've done a brilliant job. So I would say listen to what your internal message is telling you and go with it. And take care of yourself in the meantime.
Yeah.
The radical act of self-care. You know, don't make this thing be, you know, more than you can handle. So, and I think you guys are just so smart and so connected. I think you know what to do. Always check in with us if you need any advice.
Oh, we will.
Or support. There is one area I can't offer either advice or support in, and this would be one thing I would like to see, and then I have one other thing. And the funny thing is, in a way, is evidently I've passed down through genes or osmosis or something my inability to deal with technology well.
Oh. Burn, Rebecca.
I recommend that y'all, you know, set up a time with the engineer to perhaps work out some of the kinks in the program, because I know you get tired of me texting, I've got dead air, I can't hear you, is everything okay?
Well, just so you know, Mom, 50% of that time it's on your end.
Honey, I'll take I'll say 90%. You know, you could always say it's on my end, and I believe I believe you. The other thing is that I find myself very frequently wanting to hear more. I mean, I think you've had so many great guests that, golly, I want them to keep talking, and I wish I could learn more about them. So I don't know if there's a potential to maybe do some two-part episodes or to sometimes not have quite as much music. But I think that's a credit to y'all, because you've made such a wonderful program and so interesting, and you have these fascinating guests, and I don't want it to end very frequently.
Yeah, I second that, and maybe just to check back in with some of the earlier people to see how they're doing, and hear back in from Crosby, check in with Alexis, hear how Tina's doing, just a refresher, I think, because, you know, you make these people, like, we want to know more about them, as Rebecca said.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. That is the best compliment you could possibly have, and we just honestly are so grateful that you listen every week,
yes,
that you give us your feedback, that you're invested in what we're doing and learning more about the guests that we have on, and tremendous thank you.
Yeah, and I think it's having you both on frequently has pushed us to think about this as an intergenerational show and these conversations as intergenerational conversations, which I don't know that we would have. Like, we definitely are keeping you in mind when we're doing episodes like the queer episode,
yeah,
to sort of get people to define things or, you know, walk us through something that we may just see as normal. So we have you in mind, and
yeah,
we're very grateful.
Yeah. Thank you. And you do know that there are male physicians who listen in, there are massage therapists, there's a whole gamut of people who are listening. It's not just millennials.
Oh, we know, Mom. You guys deputize.
We advertise very strongly.
Well, you guys, those are our questions for tonight. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
We love you both.
Yes, we do.
All right. Good night, you guys. Thank you.
Good night. Y'all take care.
Good night. Take care.
Bye. Well, that was our delightful moms, Sheila Rao and Rebecca Davidson, joining us to celebrate our one-year anniversary. And if you want to hear more from them, this is their third time joining us. So they joined us first in our very first episode, number one, Wear the Damn Bikini, and episode 11, Return of the Moms. So check those out and hear some more of their thoughts. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back and interview one another and talk about what we've learned ourselves in the past year. So stay with us.
That's right. And Anita, your mother mentioned that we needed to be mindful that we have many intergenerational guests listening, and we're actually going to start this music set with one of them, a song from Tommy Goldsmith, one of our most faithful listeners and biggest supporters, who is a longtime seasoned journalist and great friend of the show. He sent us a song a couple of months ago and let us play it on the show. So tonight we're going to play Tommy Goldsmith singing How Does Love Die in Manhattan.
Here's a song I thought would work for she and her. How does love die in Manhattan? Will it hurt the same way that it did down home? I thought I could be happy here, where cotton turns to satin, but I'm still so sad and all alone. Tonight my eyes are filling up with tears that I can't count, 'cause losing love hurts just the same as it did in Rocky Mount. Love die in Manhattan? Will it hurt the same way that it did down home? I thought I could be happy where cotton turns to satin, but I'm still so sad and all alone.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, all right, all right. We are back.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Nasty Women.
Welcome back to Nasty Women, a.k.a. She and Her. Thanks so much for being with us. And now we're going to turn the lens on one another. Because we've been doing this for a year.
Yeah,
and
we have.
It's crazy. And some things have not changed, such as our major technical
which maybe if you were listening earlier, you heard.
Which our moms apparently notice. but it does feel really different to be sitting in this chair a year later.
My palms weren't sweating when we started the show today, so that's a big deal.
So, we just want to take a little bit of time to reflect and talk with one another about what it's been like to work on this project for the past year.
Yeah, we do want to do that.
We really do want to do that. But before we do, I just want to take a moment to just, I feel like, I don't know, I just want to thank you for encouraging us to do this, because Sandra was the one who had a friend who knew of WHUP who suggested that we actually put this whole thing into action. And I feel like that's been something that's been really valuable and important for me over the past year, that I feel like you, like, push us to expand outward and take on new challenges. And I really don't think this show would have happened unless you had done that. So I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you.
Of course.
I'm grateful for you.
Yes.
And I'm so glad you said yes. Because to be sure, it would not have happened without you. And I definitely believe our show wouldn't be what it was without you. I'm constantly inspired by the seriousness of which you approach everything in the show, be it how we ask questions, be it who we ask questions to, be it how we post-produce interviews. I mean, I've learned so much from you, and it has really been amazing. We both have lived normal lives outside of this show, and we've produced over 30 shows now as a podcast. We've done more than that on the radio, which is really crazy. Sometimes this passion project really doesn't look like a passion project. It's a lot of work. And I don't think many people would keep putting into it what you do, even what I do as a volunteer project, which drives us mad sometimes. But at the end of the day, I take a lot of pride in that. And I'm happy to be able to share that with you.
Me too. And I feel like it's funny because I think about, like, whenever I think about people that, like, co-create something, I think about it as a very intentional, slow process in some ways. Like, oh, these people co-founded this business, like, they must have really worked out, like, what it's like to work with one another and what this idea is. And I feel like we really just, like, dove in.
Yeah.
We had never really worked on something together.
I do that with a lot of things in my life. Anyways, go ahead.
No, but, and it's just, like, it's been a pleasure to see how it has unfolded. Like, I feel like, I don't know, even, like, we did an interview last week, a phone interview, and we're having some major connectivity issues at the beginning, and I just went into, like, complete panic mode. And I feel like you stayed calm, and, like, you were panicking after the fact. I don't know. I just feel like our strengths have complemented each other in ways that I didn't really think about before we just dove into it. And so that's been really lovely to
Thank you.
Watch unfold.
Oh, I feel the same way. Well, okay, so we do have a list of questions for each other, but I could continue this love fest for far longer than it would be gratuitous. But tell me what your favorite shows are.
My favorite shows. My mom asked me this question this weekend. My mom and I went on a yoga retreat together,
which I've yet to hear about. I can't wait.
It was incredible.
Maybe that'll be a whole different show.
It might just be. And what I was saying to her is that I think what's been so incredible about this show is how it has been a platform for us to bring on our friends and talk with them about things that we wouldn't talk with them about otherwise. So two of my best friends have been on the show for full episodes each, Georgia and Allie. And I think those two are some of my favorite shows just because I feel like it was a very personal moment for me to delve into something in my friendship with these people and also create something to share powerful parts of their story with other people. And I think I think of both of those as sort of from like more of a historian's perspective as like really neat archival things for them to have in their life to look back on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really special to me. So those two I think are my favorites, but I think I've loved the ones where we've just like been ridiculous and like enjoyed being on the air because I never thought that aspect of it would be fun. I think of myself very much as like a behind the scenes kind of person. That's what I do in my day job. That's what I've always done in radio, has been a producer who's behind the scenes. So the times that we've been able to really like open up on the mic have been really fun.
Yeah, I've liked to do that with you.
Yes. How about
you doing that? Well, I was going to say something similar in terms of my favorite shows. I have loved, I mean, we have sourced many, many, many of our very good friends and friends that we had maybe in college but lost touch with. And it has been so cool to check back in with everyone in that way. Like, I think about Alexis Dennis on the self-care episode. She's a woman who I had a class with, I guess my sophomore year of college, with a mentor who we brought on the show later as well. And it was really great to have gone a couple of years without really talking with her, to have her come on and talk about the incredible work that she's doing. And my friend Crosby, when she joined us on the show, I know your mom mentioned her a couple of times. That was a really special conversation. And I think in some ways, when we bring our friends onto the show, when we bring people who are doing great work in our community on this show, it gives them an opportunity to express themselves in a way that most people don't have on a daily basis. And so this is a community radio station. This is a podcast that we do that, you know, the whole world isn't listening to it by any means, but they're still having the opportunity to perform a part of themselves and to share a part of their narrative that, you know, people don't ask you to reflect on often. And I am always so moved and so inspired to hear what is motivating these women and what is driving these women, because they have such good hearts. I mean, I don't really know any other way to say that. And in that sense, it is just so affirming about life. It's hopeful, and it can be really discouraging to hop on social media and to see how people are expressing themselves at times. I mean, it can feel negative. It can be kind of a rough world out there, but it has been really special to put together something where we are asking people to share their inner light in a kind of way. And I know that sounds pretty new agey, but that's how I feel about it.
Totally. What have been some of the harder, difficult, stickier moments?
Well, I have this memory.
Oh, God. What is it?
Show that we did, I would say, a year ago. Might have been our second show. and we just messed up so much. We got tickled. We had a great first show. The second one happened, and we got the giggles in a way that I haven't had that since I was like, I don't know, 12, sitting in church, like laughing when I wasn't supposed to and not able to contain it. And I just remember feeling so humiliated after that episode. But human as well.
Right. So. No, I mean, I think we both felt ill. Like, I was literally in, like, I had to intentionally stay in bed that weekend.
Yeah, we brought on a big guest. So.
We did. And it's that weird thing where it's like when we're sitting in here together, like, there's an element of me that forgets that this is being recorded. And we're also good friends outside the show. And so it's just, it's a lot to navigate, and the stress and anxiety of doing this at the beginning. I think we just like,
oh yeah, we were so nervous.
We were so nervous and overwhelmed.
It's definitely brought out a type A-ness in both of us that,
I mean, it's there for me all the time. Maybe it's brought it out more in you.
Well, it has definitely exposed it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And so when things like that happen, you're like, oh my God, am I failing at everything else in my life too? But it, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's made me more resilient in the sense that, like, when things happen, I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, we got to roll with it. Like last week when we were having phone difficulties, I was like, we're just going to have to roll with this versus just want to crawl in a hole. And I hope that continues to translate across other areas of my life.
True.
I think live radio really has helped me in that regard.
Yeah. It's like a type of crazy performance with really high stakes.
Exactly. Such high stakes. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Tell me.
What has it been like to collaborate with a friend on this kind of passion project, as we like to call it?
Yeah. I think it's overall has been incredible. I feel like it is like deepened my understanding of you. It's sort of deepened a part of our, I mean, I feel like we've always connected over talking about issues that are important to us, but I think to have like a space where we're focusing just on how important aspects of our identity as women are together has been really special. I think the challenge is maybe that, I mean, it's a lot to balance. Like, we are really good friends outside the show. I was living with Sandra for a period of this year. We're making the show every week. So there's a lot of, I mean, we're in constant communication. And so I think, I mean, we've had a few moments where we've had to take a step back and sort of evaluate, like, how are things going? How are we affecting one another? But I think that's been really growth promoting. Like,
I think
feel
so
like
too.
It's taken our friendship to the next level, despite the fact that it elements of it were hard at the time.
Yeah, I think I totally agree.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said, we our lives overlap in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And at different points, each of us had different intense things going on in our life. So there's the supporting each other as friends piece, and there's nurturing this project that we're working on together. And we have had different moments this year where it's like, let's zoom out and focus on the friendship, or let's zoom out and focus like, what the hell are we doing with this show? You know, and I think we'll continue to do that sort of thing. But I think overall what has been so interesting and rewarding to me is, like you were saying, we've talked about these issues for a long time and talked about the power of story for a long time, but to work together producing something like this, it's like, it's kind of like I can know your brain, or like how you think about things and how you see the world. And I knew that I could have told you what I could have. I knew a lot of that before we started this project. And now it's kind of like your brain is just rotated. So I see another side of it too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Like it's very different, but I really value that.
And I think, the cool part about that is like, it's so in real time because we'll be actively doing an interview. And I have in my head, like, okay, this is the next question that I would ask. And then you ask your next question. I'm like, oh, like, just to think, like, you were perceiving all of that information and channeling it through something totally different. That's been very cool.
Yes. Different styles of listening, but both deep listening.
Exactly.
Yes. Love you.
I love you, girl. So what are your hopes for us as we move forward?
My hopes for us that we can continue to maintain perspective as we do this work, that we can continue to set intention as we do this work, because it is often a weekly show and it can be easy to get lost in the mire of what are we going to do this week. But I think our best work is when we are able to set intention to it and have perspective about what we're doing.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. What about you?
I like that. I mean, I think the same. Someone asked me the other week, like, why do you guys do your show? Is it because you want to make, like, global change? Do you want to make policy? I mean, and then, of course, that is the answer.
I'm not going to make a joke about who asked you that.
You want to make policy change.
I don't know.
Is it because you want to connect with your community? Is it because you want to grow a particular brand? And I feel like that question really got me thinking.
Ugh, brands.
Brands.
I hate brands.
But, yeah, I mean, I think we do this because we have this intention of, like, providing a platform to share the experiences of other women, and like what your mom said so beautifully, like to connect ourselves with other people in our generation who have this shared but different experience. I think sort of being true to that intention and reminding ourselves of that when things get rocky.
When the goings get tough.
Exactly.
The tough get going. And we're tough cookies. That's what I've learned this year.
We are. We try to be.
Well, that is our show for tonight. We are She and Her. We're produced in the studios of WHUP in Hillsborough, North Carolina. We're a podcast. We're a radio show. You can find us on iTunes and all the other platforms where you could find a podcast. We want to take a moment to thank all of the people who listen, to thank our mothers for being tireless advocates and supporters and positive forces in our life. Thank Cameron Laws for the wonderful new logo that she has created for us and the music that she and Sam Gerwig put together for the show a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could not do it without these people in our lives. So thank
you. And we'd love to thank WHP station manager Bob Burtman. He's behind the scenes at this community radio station, making things function, keeping us on our toes. Thank you for your continued support. And please support WHUP by donating at WHUPFM.org. Click on donate. And we appreciate it. The station appreciates it. Thank you so much.
Yes. And tell people in your lives who are good to you that you love them.
Do that. And tell them to listen to She and Her.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. She and Her.